Proclamation number 6070 of 5th of October, 1954. You shall have no foreign gods beside me. To whom you give your love, that is your God. And now examine yourselves earnestly as to what your heart desires, and if your senses are earthly directed, then mammon is your God, then you serve an idol. Then you are enslaved to him who is the Lord of darkness. But you do not know the God of love as long as you serve an idol. And if your mouth says, I believe in God, these are empty words. For if you believed in a God of love with conviction, you would also desire him. You would serve him alone and detach yourselves from everything that belongs to the world. You would then have no other God beside me. You would give your love to me alone and now also be allowed to possess my love eternally. You should not treat the word God so lightly. You should be aware of the word's deepest meaning. You should consider that God is the highest and most perfect being, to whom all your love should belong. You should not speak of faith in me as long as another God is still desirable to you. The earthly mammon, which you humans love above all else. Then openly profess your faith in him, but do not speak my name. For Roman 1, your God and Father from eternity, want to possess all your love and not share it with the one you strive for in truth. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no foreign gods beside me. This was my commandment which you humans have completely erased from your memory, for you all have foreign gods beside me. You all attach your heart to earthly goods, you all practice idolatry as long as you cannot detach yourselves from the world for my sake, as long as the desire for me does not fill your whole heart. I alone am the good, the true, the lovable, and whoever worships foreign gods besides me, his faith in me is not convinced. Otherwise he would banish everything from his heart to receive me alone, to serve me alone. And you can only serve one Lord. Where your love is, there is your God. Consider these words carefully and examine yourselves seriously to whom you want to give your love. For this one will also take possession of you. To make you blessed or to destroy you. Amen.